I just want to make sure that everyone that joins us in prayer would know tonight that God is faithful, and it's not by simply coincidence or accident that you're here tonight in God's house. He loves you and he cares. And my message to you in just a couple of minutes is this: he wants to give you a new song. As I was listening to just the songs and listening to the message of just God's faithfulness and how much he loves each and every one of us and cares, I was reminded just in the back that God desires to give you a new song. And that new song is titled Hallelujah. Listen. In Psalm chapter 40, just a few verses, it says this: I waited patiently for the Lord. And patience is important. He inclined to me and he heard my cry. Do you know you can cry out to Jesus? And he will hear you and he will respond. You can cry out to him. I don't know what you're going through, but he knows. And he has a listening ear waiting to respond to you. He drew me up from the pit of destruction. Maybe someone here tonight, you just feel like you're in a pit of destruction. You feel like life has just left you down in a hole and you're unable to get up. But the word of God tells us that he will be the one to draw you up, not you. You and I can sit in that pit and figure out 100 different ways to get out, but you can't. You can't get out by yourself. But God has this mighty, incredible hand of grace. And he is able to reach down in whatever pit of destruction you're in and pull you out. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. For some of us who maybe have not received Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, maybe your steps are real shaky right now. Maybe you feel like everywhere you step and everywhere you go, there's just so much uncertainty. Well, you're not sure what is going to happen the next day after the next day after the next day. Maybe life is just so blurry, so uncomfortable, so dark, and so overwhelming. But Jesus is the rock of our salvation. He's our firm foundation. If ever you want to be able to stand and know that you're not going to fall over and die, it is giving your life to Jesus Christ, the Savior, who went to a cross and died for all of our sins. And on that cross, he won the victory for you and I. He defeated sin and death. And so every dark, wicked thing that may have held you bound tonight and in past, it can come to its end right now in the name of Jesus. And Jesus Christ can be your firm foundation. You can finally know and believe in faith that I am on sure ground. I am standing on the rock. And verse 3, it says, he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. And I'll go ahead and add hallelujah. Hallelujah. He put a new song in my mouth. For so many of us, if we don't have Jesus Christ as our Savior, if your life is not surrendered to him, then I ask you this: what song are you singing? Because the only certain trustworthy song for you and I is the victory song in Jesus Christ. A song of grace, a song of healing, a song of wholeness, a song of new life in Christ Jesus. If some of you have been singing the wrong song for too long, a song of despair, a song of hopelessness, a song of bitterness. But there's a new song that you and I get to sing tonight. Many will see in fear, and this is not a fear talking about simply being scared. This is a fear of reverence unto God. And they'll put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. And I'll go ahead and add hallelujah. Blessed is the man, which blesses the man and woman. Blessed are you who put your trust in in Jesus Christ. You are a blessed person if you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You're a blessed person if you believe in faith that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. You're a blessed person if you say, God, I surrender to you. I believe that you did give me your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who came down on the earth and died on a cross. The old rugged cross is what we also refer to it as. Two pieces of wood nailed together. Jesus Christ went to this cross. They nailed him to it. He who did nothing wrong, Jesus. But when he goes to the cross, he becomes sin. He takes on the sin that you and I have been bound to. And he wipes out our sin debt. But because of our sin, you see, someone had to pay a price. Jesus paid the price. He goes to the Christ. He goes to the cross, and Christ Jesus dies for all of my sin and your sin. And so I'm no longer bound by sin. I've got a new song. It's a victory song. I've got a new song. Jesus is my Savior. I got a new song. I'm a blessed man. I've got a new song. I'm forever changed, and I'm going to be with Jesus forever. I've got a new song. This isn't my home. I'm going to heaven one day. I've got a new song. The enemy can't control my life. He can't have my life. I've got a new song with new lyrics. I've got a home up in that kingdom. It's God's kingdom. I've got a new song. I've got new lyrics. I've been free. I've been completely set free from the bondage of sin. I've got a new song. Jesus forgave me of all of my sins. I've got a new song. Everything that I've done wrong was nailed to the cross 2,000 years ago. I've got a new song. I feel joy, unspeakable joy, joy that I never thought I could have in my own strength. But when Jesus came in, I've got joy. I've got a new song. I live my life trusting Jesus. And everyone gets to have a new song tonight. Patrick Andy's dad has a new song. Nobody can sing his song like he can right now. For those of us that are still waiting here, I can't wait to hear my new voice when I get to heaven. But you don't have to wait. You can walk out of here with a new song. You can walk out of here a new person in Christ Jesus. I've said this before, but I'm going to make an invitation to come forward, and I want to pray with you that you would receive a new song so that when you walk out of here, you don't hold your head low. Or hold your head down. Sometimes my commute is very long. I take a bus from Port Authority. I live upstate. Downstate is really what they call it in a community called Orange County. And sometimes when I come out of work, there's still just a lot on my mind, just work-related, long day, a lot of things that we're working through. For me, my job description is winning souls and sharing the gospel. But it can be exhausting sometimes. And I can find myself at times just standing in Port Authority waiting in a long line, really long line. And then just kind of the floor conductor coming by and saying, oh, that bus route has changed. You need to go to gate number 405 or something. And you go to another long line. You're just kind of waiting. And I think about some of the people that are around me that are yelling or cursing. I see a lot. They're angry. They're calling spouses or calling children. They're getting in arguments. People are angry. People are just trying to just get somewhere. And so easily that can suddenly bombard me. And there's a moment, there's like a slight moment where I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm frustrated too. And I want to go home. And you can suddenly just kind of get
overwhelmed with just the rush hour moments. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Like rush hour moments where you just feel so overwhelmed. And in those moments, God will remind me that I've got a new song that sounds different than anybody else around me that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And suddenly joy will swell up in me as I'm standing waiting for my bus. And suddenly I'll have a new song and there'll be a tap in my foot. And sometimes, I'll tell you, I'll put on my iPhone and my earbuds and I'll just start listening to some worship music that just reminds me I can praise Jesus no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what I'm waiting for. I've got a new song. I don't have to sit here feeling impatient because, man, I have patiently waited for the Lord and he has responded to me, hallelujah. I've got a new song. Matter of fact, I need to just open up my mouth and tell somebody about Jesus Christ that's frustrated. And I'll find myself turning around to the person behind me. I'll be like, man, we're going to be all right. We're going to get home tonight. And they're like, huh, what? We are going to get home tonight. I've had a long day, but I work for an amazing church right down the street, up the street on 51st Street. And I tell you, we spend time just talking about God, how much he loves you. I've got a new song. I'm not going to sit up in some line and just hang my head low. I've got a new song. I've got a victory song. I'm different than everybody else that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I've got a victory song. I'm not sitting in a pit of destruction. I've got a new song. Hallelujah. Going home can be different tonight. But you have to receive this new song. It's as simple as saying, Lord God, I want a new song. Would you stand up with me? Hallelujah. 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 I want to make an invitation. For every bold and willing person that believes Jesus in faith, I want to pray for you that God would give you a new song right now. A song of victory, a song of freedom, a song of joy. And so I want to invite you to just step out of your seat. I know it's time to go. You want to head home. I think it can wait for a few more minutes. Let's get right before God. Let's ask God for a new song. Would you step out of your seat? Just say, excuse me, and just slide on out and come forward. I want to pray with you. No one has to leave out of here still struggling with depression. We're going to pray that right on out. That's a terrible song, and it's destroying our people in our city. No one has to go out of here still with the song of loneliness. In the name of Jesus, you're going to have a new song tonight. Come on. Time to change your playlist. I gave you a couple of suggestions tonight. Patrick, Andy, and the band gave you a couple of new suggestions about God's love. And he desires to just pour into you just love, the love of Jesus. I've said this to you before. You keep playing them R&B songs. Of them blues. You have to keep adding new songs to your playlist because they only last as good as the 3 or 4 minutes that they are. But a new song in Jesus Christ lasts forever.
it will always be at the top of your playlist. Here are the lyrics to your new song. I love this song. It just keeps telling me I love you. I care. God is kind. He's gracious. I don't know what I would do without this song. But because of the grace of God, I've got a new song. So stop singing those songs that man has given you. You got a new song tonight. Prayer team, can you get to somebody? We'll just take just a minute or two. We're just going to just worship. Please, saints, hold steady. We're going to go home in a little bit, but there's some folks here that are getting a new song. And we want to stand with them because we know how special that victory song is. There's a lot of tears up here. What you're sensing is freedom in Jesus Christ. What you're sensing is the power of God's Spirit to bring healing to your heart, to any area that's been wounded or hurt. He's tearing up every song that's been given to you that has deceived you. And he's putting in you now a new song in the name of Jesus. You pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I give my life to you. Give me a new song. Change my heart. I believe in your son, Jesus. I believe he died for me. For all of my sins, cleanse me and make me whole. Bring healing to my heart, to every place where I've been wounded. Heal my heart. Live inside of me. Make me a new person. I don't want to be the old person. I want to be a new person with a new song. A song of victory, a song of life, a song of hope, and a song of freedom. All because of you, Jesus. I declare right now that you are my Savior and my life belongs to you. In your name I pray. Amen.